Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Columbia University administrators and the NYPD are gearing up for an evening of protests and counter-protests as pro-Israeli groups are marching outside campus gates there. Gwen Hogan from the local news website The City has been keeping tabs on the ongoing protests.
Pro-Palestinian student demonstrators calling for divestment from Israeli interests remain inside their encampment for an eighth day. The future of the encampment on Columbia's South Lawn, which has inspired similar ones at universities across the country, is unclear as a 48-hour deadline set by the university looms. There's some confusion as to exactly when that deadline expires, but Columbia administrators have warned they will have to consider other options for restoring calm to campus if they're not able to come to an accord with student organizers to leave the green. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
The majority of the Supreme Court's conservative justices today signaled support for former President Trump's claim that a past president cannot be prosecuted for his official acts. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports on the nearly 3 hours of arguments that took place.
Five of the conservative justices had clear doubts about when, if ever, criminal charges could be brought against a former president for actions he took while in office. Here, for example, is Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Conspiracy to defraud the United States can be used against a lot of presidential activities historically with a creative prosecutor who wants to go after a president.
Counting judicial heads, it seemed clear that the court would, at minimum, send the Trump case back to the trial court for further proceedings, thus ensuring that no trial on the election obstruction charges would take place before the election. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration is moving to boost energy efficiency in new publicly financed housing. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the new rule will save residents hundreds of dollars a year.
Low-income households spend a bigger share of their income for utilities, and half say they struggle to pay those bills. The Federal Housing Agency says the new rule could also save lives. That's because heat waves and cold snaps are dangerous if people feel they can't afford to turn on the thermostat. The energy efficiency update is required by law, but it was long overdue. And last year, Senate Republicans tried to block it, citing the cost. Most of the new building it applies to will be single-family homes, including in rural areas. Officials say the upfront cost will be rolled into a federally backed mortgage, but offset by the energy savings. The higher efficiency will also cut carbon emissions. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
New York's highest court has overturned the 2020 rape conviction of one-time movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. The state's court of appeals ruling the judge at Weinstein's trial prejudiced him with improper rulings. He will remain in prison, though, because of a conviction in Los Angeles. You're listening to NPR. President Biden was in Syracuse, New York today, helping to celebrate plans by a tech company to build a major campus of computer chip factories with government support. Micron Technology plans to open its first plant in 2028 and build a second facility there in 2029. It's part of an ongoing effort by Biden to tout his administration's economic achievements, even as some Americans feel the U.S. economy is not doing well. The NFL kicks off its three-day draft of college players at this hour in Detroit. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelder reports, city officials hope that hosting the high-profile event helps change the national conversation about Detroit.
The draft draws 50 million viewers and cities bid to host it. Detroit officials estimate it will bring $160 million to the region and an almost priceless chance to showcase a city roughly a decade removed from declaring bankruptcy. Even players that could be drafted, like Michigan native Darius Robinson, say the event offers hope for the city and himself, especially if he's chosen by his hometown Detroit Lions.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. It'd be like a Disney movie, you know, the draft here, I play for the Lions, that'd be cool.
Detroit's also added extra security for the hundreds of thousands of fans expected to pack the downtown area. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Venice is one of the world's most fragile cities. Now it's hoping to charge so-called day trippers, people not staying overnight, a 5 euro fee. That's about $5.35 U.S. It's meant to discourage people from visiting the Italian city on peak days and to make Venice more livable for permanent residents. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.